Praised be Jesus Christ. Through the vision of Ezekiel, God our Father instructs us regarding the truth about his coming to dwell with us. Ezekiel, the faithful and courageous prophet of the Lord, looked with hope for the promised salvation from sin and its most evil fruit, everlasting death. In the vision which takes place in the temple, the Lord taught Ezekiel that his glory, which filled the temple, would one day reach its fullness through his personal dwelling within the temple. When Ezekiel witnessed the glory of the Lord filling the temple, he heard the voice of the Lord declaring, "Son of man, this is where my throne shall be. This is where I will set the soles of my feet. Here I will dwell among the children of Israel forever." The language of the Lord in all its realism made clear that it was his intention to make his dwelling with us. That intention was fulfilled with the redemptive incarnation of God the Son in the womb of the Virgin Mary. Through the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit, God the Son, who began his dwelling with us in the womb of the Virgin Mary, suffered and died on the cross for us so that he might dwell with us always in his church. In his churches and in his chapels, and from them in the hearts and homes of all the faithful. Zacchaeus, the sinful tax collector, experienced the fulfillment of God's promise when he met our Lord, who was visiting his hometown of Jericho. Meeting our Lord, he understood that he had indeed encountered God, his Savior. He received the grace of conversion of his life. With the redemptive incarnation of God the Son, salvation came to the house of Zacchaeus. Salvation has indeed come to our homes, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost. The truth is that God dwells with us. God has set the soles of his feet upon our soil. He dwells with us through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit from his glorious, pierced heart into our hearts. In the words of St. Paul in his letter to the Ephesians, God has made us members of his very household, the church which has its foundations in the apostles and the prophets, and in which Christ is the capstone, the head. We as individuals and as one body in Christ our head have become, through Christ's coming into the world and into our lives, a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Christ, God the Son made man, has set the soles of his feet within our churches and chapels, in which the Eucharistic sacrifice is offered, making always present for us the outpouring of his life for our eternal salvation, and in which our Eucharistic Lord, body, blood, soul, and divinity, resides in the tabernacle to receive our visits and to be present for us in all our needs, especially in illness and at the moment of death. We encounter the real presence of our incarnate Savior in our churches and chapels, in which the sacraments are celebrated, in which he pours forth from his glorious pierced heart immeasurably and unceasingly the grace of the Holy Spirit into our hearts. Christ dwells in our chapels and churches so that he can dwell in our hearts. Our chapels and churches are our home with God, which we extend to our individual homes by making our hearts a true dwelling place of God in the Holy Spirit. Pilgrimage chapels and churches are privileged places of encounter with the Lord, who has planted his feet upon our soil. Our Lord invites us to come to him on pilgrimage in order that he may reveal to us again the great and incomprehensible mystery of his dwelling with us always, so that our homes, like the home of Zacchaeus, may know the visitation of the Lord who saves us from our sins, who saves us for eternal life with him in the company of the angels and all the saints in our lasting home, which is heaven. The heart of every place of pilgrimage is the chapel or the church in which the Holy Mass is celebrated. The Blessed Sacrament is reserved in the tabernacle, and the Sacrament of Penance is celebrated for the confession and absolution of our sins. It, therefore, should come as no surprise to us that when the Mother of God visited our continent in 1531, in order to manifest to us the mystery of God's all-merciful love in his only begotten Son conceived in her womb, she made only one request. Her one request was that a chapel should be erected, should be built in which her image could be enshrined and in which she could draw her children to encounter Christ, whom she conceived in her womb, to encounter Christ in his real presence in the Holy Eucharist, and to encounter Christ in the Sacrament of Penance. Our Lady of Guadalupe, the Mother of God, appeared with the Christ child in her womb to Saint Juan Diego, to his ailing and dying uncle Juan Bernardino, and through the miraculous Tilma, to Bishop Juan de Zumarraga and his assistants, asking that a chapel be built in which the same Christ dwelling in her womb could come to dwell within us in the same flesh. Now glory is seated at the right hand of the Father, which he first took in the womb of the Virgin Mary under her Immaculate Heart. Today, we celebrate the third anniversary of the dedication of this pilgrimage church, in which Our Lady of Guadalupe faithfully manifests the all-merciful love of God for us in his only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. In this church, united to the Basilica of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City, in which the miraculous image of Our Lady is enshrined, the Mother of God leads us unfailingly to her only begotten Son, especially in the sacraments of the Holy Eucharist and of penance. She uncovers for us anew the extraordinary truth that God dwells with us in the Holy Spirit inhabiting our hearts. We thank God today for his gift of this magnificent church, and we pray that it may draw many more souls to Christ, alive for us in his holy church. Today we also have a particular cause to rejoice, because our Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI, has bonded this church to his papal basilica of St. Mary Major, the great pilgrimage church of Rome dedicated to the honor of the Mother of God. With the affiliation comes a most generous grant of indulgences, so that pilgrims to this Church of Our Lady of Guadalupe may draw more fully upon the rich treasures of the merits of the passion and death of our Lord Jesus Christ, and of his sorrowful mother, and of all the saints who have shared with him to an heroic degree in his suffering and dying. In gratitude, let us pray in a special way today for the intentions of our Holy Father. Let us all also hasten today to draw upon his rich gift to us for the sake of the salvation of souls, especially the souls of our brothers and sisters in purgatory. Fittingly today, we also celebrate with the members of the St. Juan Diego Guild for Children, who have come on pilgrimage to the Shrine of Our Lady to unite themselves with her in love of our Lord Jesus Christ, imitating the love of their patron, St. Juan Diego. Let us also pray for them, that they will daily imitate the example of St. Juan Diego, living in the closest possible union with Christ through the Mother of God, and fulfilling her maternal command to us that we should do whatever her divine Son tells us to do. Let us pray for them, that through their fidelity to prayer and works of charity, they will grow in the likeness of Christ as true sons and daughters of God, true sons and daughters of the Blessed Virgin Mary, friends and companions of her faithful messenger, Saint Juan Diego. Privileged to stand now in the holy dwelling of the Most High, let us give our hearts to him, placing them into the glorious, pierced heart of his only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. One in heart with the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Mother of God and Mother of the Church, may our hearts rest always in the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and from the Sacred Heart of Jesus, bring an abundance of blessings to all our brothers and sisters, especially our children and young people, and those who are in most need of a sign of God's merciful love in their lives. As we celebrate the third anniversary of the dedication of this pilgrimage church, making it truly the holy dwelling of the Most High, may we recognize and may we proclaim the truth announced by our Lord at his coming to the house of Zacchaeus. Today, salvation has come to this house, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost. Heart of Jesus, house of God and gate of heaven, have mercy on us. Our Lady of Guadalupe, Mother of America and star of the new evangelization, pray for us. Saint Juan Diego. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.